It was a sluggish day on Wall Street, and we'll have the details. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 7th day of February. Thanks for being with us again today. In the business news, some big changes are coming to a famed Las Vegas resort. Filing taxes can be costly. Why is that? Truck driving and restrooms. No, really, it is a story. We'll check in with the Super Bowl advertising game, that is. We've got the Wall Street Report, and if you're looking for a job, Amazon just announced a new salary cap that is pretty impressive. Those stories, and you'll meet St. Ambrose University student Addison McKinney, who is mixing a social event with a serious conversation about voting and some fundraising for another amazing nonprofit. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to another Monday. It is the 7th day of February, 2022. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Wall Street started the week out with a meh. The word sluggish comes to mind. Very different than what we saw last week. Those numbers, I will share those with you in just a bit. When Sheldon Adelson was living, he lived large with his legendary casino, the Sands and the Venetian. Now, they have been agreed to be sold. The Street is reporting that Las Vegas Sands has agreed to sell its Las Vegas real property and operations, including the Venetian Resort Las Vegas and the Sands Expo and Convention Center. The cost? $6.25 billion, and it's going to a combination of companies. VICI Properties Incorporated said it would purchase the land and real estate assets associated with the Venetian Resort and the Sands Expo and Convention Center for $4 billion in cash. A second company, the private equity firm Apollo Global Management, will acquire the operating company of the Venetian Resort for $2.25 billion. The Nevada Gaming Commission has blessed the deal, and it should be wrapping up soon. So what's next? Well, Las Vegas has become dominated by mega operators Caesars and MGM. The two giants control a large part of the Las Vegas Strip, and their sheer size makes competing with them a challenge, even with a property as storied as the Venetian. Well, now Sands has turned its attention to its properties in Macau and Singapore. Now, that does not mean, however, that Sands has abandoned any plans it might have in the U.S. In a statement, the Sands said it has substantial interest in the U.S. market, so, yeah, watch this space. You know, when it comes to paying income taxes, the system here in the U.S. is not only complicated, but it's also costly. Beverly Moran, writing for MarketWatch, lays out a pretty good piece as to why and what happened to something called a simple return. Back in 1985, President Ronald Reagan promised a return-free tax system in which half of all Americans would never fill out a tax return again. Under the framework, taxpayers with simple returns would automatically receive a refund or a letter detailing any tax owed. Taxpayers with more complicated returns would use the system that's in place today. However, that went nowhere. Then in 2006, Austin Goolsbee, who would later serve as President Barack Obama's chief economist, suggested a simple return in which taxpayers would receive already completed tax forms for their review or correction. Goolsbee estimated that this system would save taxpayers more than $2 billion a year in tax preparation fees. That also went nowhere. And why? It seems the commercial tax preparation industry lobbies Congress to maintain the status quo. Meanwhile, return-free filing is not difficult. At least 30 countries permit return-free filing, including Denmark, Sweden, Spain, and the United Kingdom. And guess what? The feds already know how much you made and what your taxes are. 95% of American taxpayers receive at least one or more of the 30 types of information returns that lets the government know their exact income. These information returns give the government everything it needs to know to fill out most taxpayers' returns. The U.S. system is 10 times more expensive than tax systems in 36 other countries with robust economies. But those costs vanish in a return-free system, as would the 2.6 billion hours Americans spend on tax preparation each year. So, there you have it. And now you know why. You're welcome. You know, one of the bottlenecks to the supply chain issue is the lack of truck drivers. Many young people see it as a very non-glamorous job, and it means being away from friends and family. So you would think, that the trucking industry would do a better job in promoting the career. However, stories like this, well, they don't help. Business Insider is reporting that female truck drivers are often forced to take creative, and some say degrading, measures to relieve themselves on the road, as shippers and receivers often bar truckers' access to warehouse restrooms. About 10% of U.S. drivers are female. 8 truckers told Insider that they often face difficulty finding bathrooms on the road, whether at warehouses, shipping yards, ports, or even along the highway. Some say facilities provide outdoor porta-potties as an alternative, but they're not always well-kept or ideal for extreme temperatures. Multiple male truckers told Insider it's not uncommon for them to relieve themselves in bottles or buckets in their trucks. But for female drivers, the lack of bathroom access can pose a more significant inconvenience. 6 women said in interviews with the Insider that that was a real problem and continues to this day. The trucking industry anticipates a shortage of 100,000 drivers by 2023, and many recruiters are hoping women will fill the empty seats. However, with stories like this, good luck. You know, it's one of the biggest advertising events of the year. It's also the Super Bowl. Sure, the Los Angeles Rams will face off against the Cincinnati Bengals, but ad agencies have been working for months to get into the game. Business Insider is reporting that first-time advertisers like Crypto.com will join longtime advertisers Pepsi, Budweiser, and Doritos on February 13. Ad agencies have told the Insider that humor will once again play a major role in the ads. But say the experts, it will not be in-your-face funny, but more sophisticated. And it's likely we will not be seeing any pandemic-style we're-all-in-this-together ads during Super Bowl 55. 56, it is. Stay tuned. I should learn how to better read Roman numerals, right? Investors were snoozing most of the day today as Treasury yields crept down, but it was a choppy session. The Dow picked up just over 1 point to close at 35,091, while the NASDAQ fell by 82 points to end the trade at 14,015, and the S&P 500 was off by 16 points to close at 4,483. Today, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ waffled between gains and losses before finally turning negative in the final hours. Tech stocks did not fare well again today. Meta lost 5.1%, Netflix fell by 2%, but Amazon rose by 0.2%. Yield on the 10-year T-bill, that settled at 1.915%. And finally, there is this. Speaking of Amazon, in a bid to draw even with big tech competitors, Amazon is more than doubling its maximum base salary for white-collar workers, get this, to $350,000 a year. The e-commerce giant, also the country's second-largest private employer, said compensation ranges for most corporate jobs globally would rise as a result of their move. Citing tightness in the labor market, the company said it would continue to award sign-on bonuses and restrict stock units. In an example of employee turnover at crisis proportions, according to Bloomberg, which cited media reports, more than 50 vice presidents left Amazon just last year. All right, stay with us for the interview. It's college student Addison McKinney from St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa. She'll be chatting about a campus event designed to not only get people to vote and understand the vote, but also raise funds for a nonprofit known as Tapestry Farms. That conversation is just a click away.